If you hear our weekend travel show, you know my co-hosts, Robert and Mary Carey, have taken their Let's Go America tour to the Mediterranean, where they're on a seaborne cruise with some of our listeners. I thought it might be interesting to consider the Mediterranean for a moment. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Let's start with this. The Med measures 970,000 square miles, bordered by countries of Europe, Africa, and Western Asia. That's big. The two largest islands are Sicily and Sardinia, destinations in Italy worth visiting. But it hasn't always been about tourism. The Med was a crucial route for trade in ancient times and led to cross-fertilization of cultures through history. The Roman Empire is the only nation that ever really controlled all the coasts that touched the sea. They called it the Mare Magnum, or Great Sea. Today, the Med is a favorite for cruise ships as well as migrants fleeing repressive governments and hoping to reach friendlier shores. It's a deep sea, but as big as it is, the tides are small because it's fairly landlocked. Planning a trip? Spring and late summer are always great times. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.